Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3, it is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Dankert. It's time now for Why It Matters. Would you believe that 1% of users are responsible for 88% of data loss events? Yeah, the latest findings from Proofpoint's inaugural Data Loss Landscape Report found an overwhelming 4 out of 5 organizations in Singapore experienced data loss in 2023. Now, 68% of security professionals revealed that data loss was caused by, say, careless employees. 33% noted that this was attributed to malicious employees. Now, the report also found that Gen AI was found to be the fastest growing areas of concern. Tools like, I don't know, ChatGPT, for example, that's a common one, Google Gemini, or even something like Grammarly. These are so prevalent that more users are inputting sensitive data into these applications. Think about it. So what can be done to prevent data loss from happening? On the line with me is Jennifer Cheng, who is Director of Cybersecurity Strategy for Asia Pacific and Japan at Proofpoint. Jennifer, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello. Nice to speak with you, Elliot.
Thanks a lot for helping me out with this. We're going to start off with Data Loss Prevention 101. I suppose definitions always help. Define for us the term data loss. How exactly does that look like? What are some of those common causes?
Yeah, data loss, very simply, can be defined as when data is lost and occurs when valuable or sensitive information is compromised. Usually the underlying reasons of why this data is compromised have to do with simple carelessness, handling of that data and information, possibly credentials stolen by a threat actor, or in more extreme examples, a malicious insider taking advantage of their privileges and taking valuable data and intellectual property from a company.
And of course, and the implications are quite wide as well for companies, right?
Yep, absolutely. And organizations in Singapore who have stated that they've experienced more than one data loss incident per month, meaning at least a minimum of 13 data loss incidents per organization in the past year, claimed that 68% of those organizations say that the main cause is careless users, right? So it's not particularly surprising for most folks who've perhaps been in cybersecurity for a while to understand careless users. But when we say carelessness, there's a broad definition there as well, right? So oftentimes, a majority of times, in fact, it's resulting from misdirected emails. Say, you know, when you start typing in an email address and it auto-completes to somebody else you did not attend to, or perhaps even attach the wrong attachment as you are sending to your intended recipient. But it could also mean visiting credential phishing websites or accidentally installing unauthorized or malicious software, in addition to just mishandling of sensitive data or even sending it to a personal account.
Jennifer, can we talk a little bit about Proofpoint's Data Loss Landscape Report? Could you tell us a little bit about the aim and methodology here?
Yes, absolutely. So Proofpoint's Data Loss Landscape Report is surveying global organizations. So we're looking at data loss prevention insider threats on Proofpoint's information protection platform, as well as surveying people in a cybersecurity or IT roles across 12 countries and 17 industries. And this very much highlights our core principles around the fact that, you know, data loss really is a people problem. It's not just looking at misconfigured systems or vulnerabilities within systems. We're trying to see whether our current approaches to data loss prevention, or DLP, and insider threat protection is holding up against current macro challenges and trends. And some of the macro challenges and trends that we explore in this report are data proliferation, sophisticated threat actors or their increasingly sophisticated tactics, and generative AI, artificial intelligence. And as we know, in 2023, generative AI was an explosive topic that everyone was very, very interested in. But this is actually one of the key areas that many organizations are concerned about when it comes to sources of data loss. And so as you highlighted earlier, right, our information protection platform revealed that only 1% of users are responsible for 88% of alerts. Yeah. And so that really speaks to the carelessness of users being a core reason for data loss. But the challenge really comes in the fact that that 1% of users changes from month to month. especially because people change roles in organizations or come and go from companies and change jobs. And so the problem isn't just a matter of, isn't really contained within just 1% of your user population. It's really looking at, for dynamic organizations and the evolving ways that people are working, how can you still have an understanding of human risk within your organization, because it's clear that not everyone poses the same kind of risk to an organization when it comes to possibility of data loss or inciting an incident.
So that's where the double-edged sword of Gen AI is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. So Gen AI is, in fact, very exciting, right? Because it enables so many of us to have access to information. And the challenge with cybersecurity or information protection, as well as these new and emerging technologies, comes with, you know, this desire to let information flow and get work done, right? And with cybersecurity information protection, we are trying to do it in a safe way and be able to apply the proper controls and policy and adhere to certain policies to be able to protect the individuals that are using the technology as well as the organizations that they work for, right? So there's that tension there that always exists within cybersecurity. And because of the explosiveness of Gen AI, I think people, a lot of organizations don't have a strong grasp of how people are using it. And it's tricky because on one hand, people do want to enable others to be productive and do more work and leverage the latest and greatest technology. But on the other hand, we also need to look at the fact that, you know, browsing generative AI sites could lead to a person potentially inserting sensitive information. And then once that AI tool and model learning from that sensitive information, that information will continue to proliferate as part of their model or spread as part of their model. Mm. And so that potentially creates risk. On the other hand, also with Gen AI, especially for organizations that are technology companies and rely on coding, this is where generative AI could be used to provide quick coding methods, and vulnerabilities might be built into those codes, that code that organizations might not be aware of, right? So visibility and understanding, that visibility and understanding of where these threats and risks are coming from is a key area that many of our respondents were very, very concerned about. And so, in fact, about 70% of our respondents say that visibility is their top concern, but 43% say that this is an area of improvement that's still needed, right? And so this is why, from the Proofpoint perspective, it's very much about looking at data loss and human risk, and not just considering what are the system misconfigurations or technical vulnerabilities that might exist in your organization.
Interesting. What about this other stat? 96% of organizations reported having adequate investment in data loss programs, but 80% still suffered data loss. What's the issue here then?
Yeah, I would say that just because an organization has an investment in a data loss program certainly doesn't mean that data loss will not happen, but mitigating the impact of that data loss is key, right? And so I would probably question the adequate word there in whether or not existing programs are truly adequate. It's great to know that most organizations do in fact have some controls or program in place. But it's clear that that interaction between people and machines will continue to evolve, right? And technology will continue to evolve. And that's why these programs need to evolve. And so I would say that the top three candidates for data loss that people probably should understand is that, first of all, we talked a lot about careless users, but also departing employees.
Okay.
Those who might leave with some sensitive information. So 87% of atypical file activity or file extraction among cloud users over the past year was caused by departing employees.
Okay.
And so that's a key area where, you know, you might see it on occasion. It might not be the result of predominant number of data loss alerts, but definitely something that organizations need to equipped to be able to detect. Also looking at privileged users and their access to sensitive data, such as people in human resources or perhaps finance professionals, people who can move money within an organization. And those definitely represent the greatest data loss risk at 63%. So whether a DLP, an organization's DLP program is mature, evolving, or emerging, they should definitely also examine the processes that they have in place, because with it's never just about the technology solutions and whether or not they have even the visibility to understand what's happening in the organization, but they have to be able to align their processes and the people in the organization. And so being able to monitor human risk or people risk in that organization, who has access to sensitive data and administrative privileges, that's key. But also being able to regularly review your program and understand how you can connect the technologies that you have with your security awareness program. And so security awareness has often been just seen as training people on phishing attacks, right? Not clicking on things or interacting with dangerous content. But handling of data and what people should do with sensitive or important data is also an important part that people should consider in their organizations and their programs.
Just a quick opinion on this last one. I like how the common factor tends to be the human factor. I wonder, with organizations approaching education on their staff to ensure good data integrity, good cyber hygiene, does it ever occur to the humans that they don't practice good hygiene and they the first thing they think of is, okay, well, the only person that gets affected is my company. Are people aware that their own personal lives could get affected as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there actually is I think we can all probably do better on that front. And I think we all do need to recognize that so much of our lives are on the internet, right? And so everything's connected, right? A lot of times, and many people will probably admit to doing some personal work or searching on their work laptop or vice versa, right? Doing work on their personal laptop. And so absolutely, all of this could be connected. And so I would probably say one of the key, to start with, one of the key areas of looking at good cyber hygiene for us as individuals, each of us, is making sure that your accounts are secure, right? Trying to make sure that you're not compromised or reusing passwords, weak passwords, outdated, making sure that security patches and applications, your applications are patched properly, you have the most updated security updates, but also be mindful of how you're handling sensitive information, whether it's for work, your files that you have, or even that of your personal information. Also be conscious of where that lives and exists, right? Which kinds of storage devices, USB drives, or cloud applications you might be moving it or uploading it to. And also making sure that that data is properly disposed of, right? Just because you hit delete, sometimes that doesn't take care of everything that you need to. And so doing a little bit of homework and educating yourself there is important. And this also speaks to looking for opportunities for security awareness training, right? Just for your personal benefit, or if your workplace offers it, definitely ask questions and be engaged, because I think a little bit of curiosity can go a long way to protecting yourself or your loved ones, and as well as maybe even your job, right? Because there's certainly people who have put their organizations at risk because of data loss incidents and possibly even lost their job as a result of it.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Cheng, who is Director of Cybersecurity Strategy for Asia Pacific and Japan at Proofpoint. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Elliot. Have a great day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.